This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, busy couple of days here
lots
in the NFL.
Happening.
Lots happening in the last couple of days, including today. The NFL set the salary cap at $182.5 million. That's not quite as high as what we thought it would be.
No.
But right in around that $183 million number that the teams have been working off of, the rough number. So that's down $15.7 million from 2020. So obviously a lot of teams have some work to do to get under the cap.
Yeah, and big picture thinking, considering where, I mean, a year ago we were sitting at the combine and almost to the date. And over the course of the year, the worst thing that happens is we lose $15 million off a salary cap, so be it. You know, I mean, it's not that big a deal. But I'm a nerd with these things, and you and I have talked about it a lot. I'm a little disappointed. I was kind of thinking it could be 190 or so, because the league is about to just get flushed with money.
Right, and that's, you know.
So it's going to be a step back year, you know. I mean, I think we're going to have, you know, everyone's getting vaccinated. I mean, I think we're going to have people in the stands. Or, you know, we're getting all this TV money. There's betting money still lingering out there. There's guys like Amazon, you know, are getting involved. So the league is not poor. So I'm a little disappointed, but it's better than we thought 2 months ago when it was thinking it was 175-ish.
Right. I mean, so you got $7.5 million more. We saw the franchise tags. There were 9 guys tagged yesterday, which is down from 14 a year before.
There wasn't a ton of obvious candidates, though, either.
Right. And I think a lot of teams were kind of iffy on that, you know, based on what the cap was going to be. I was kind of surprised to see the Saints tag Williams or safety. Where are they coming up with the money? They had to cut. They cut two guys today, Quan Alexander and Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, but they were going to cut them.
They were going to cut them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like those guys get cut if the Saints were at the cap, they cut those two because they're just not worth the money at this point. I mean, the Niners traded Quan Alexander because it was a bad contract. I don't understand it. I mean, there's this thing, this talk out there that the cap is a myth. It kind of is.
It is, but it isn't.
Right.
I mean, you still have to be under it.
Heavy.
Yeah. You know, so I think that, I mean, they're going to have to do some serious finagling here over the next week.
They're like Al Capone's bookmakers, though, or something. I mean, like bookkeepers or whatever.
Well,
like,
they work on the, you know, people think that the Steelers push a lot of money into future years.
Nobody handles it like
they're working on the wimpy, you know, theory here. I'll gladly pay you tomorrow or Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Every year. Yeah. I mean, every year.
Only now they don't have Drew Brees a quarterback anymore.
No, they don't. And now they have to find a quarterback in addition to this situation. I mean, maybe Marcus Williams is a sign and trade.
That could be.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
But I was shocked when that one came across. You haven't mentioned it yet, but Dak Prescott signed a monster deal. And for people that don't know, I mean, not only is Jerry Jones one of the richest owners in the league, but he's also one of the most high profile, of course. But he's also on the TV committee. You know, he's part of that. So he's very dialed in with the money coming into the league. And I think that's a reflection on all the
nobody,
money they gave Dak.
Even though the cap goes down a little, goes down this year, everybody expects it to be at least $210 million next year.
Oh, I would say.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
If not more.
Right.
To that point, here's a way the Steelers kind of luck out on this.
Okay.
In this situation. Tom Pelissero released the fifth-year option numbers for the 2018 first-round draft picks.
Okay, right.
So, here's the criteria. For players who have been at least selected to or been selected to at least one Pro Bowl. These are guys in the 2018 draft. In the first round, and this now equates to all first round picks. This is why we've talked about those 32 first round draft picks maybe not being quite as valuable.
You used to love the fifth year option.
Yeah.
Now
not so much.
It's a little bit debatable. Yeah.
So a quarterback who's been to at least one Pro Bowl. Now one Pro Bowl in your first four seasons, and they take a bunch.
It's not saying that much.
No.
Because the two guys in the Super Bowl don't go.
Right.
Five others opt out.
Once guys start turning it down, now you get other guys getting pulled into the Pro Bowl.
I remember when David Garrard went.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, you know.
So for the
I think
for
Mitch Trubisky was in one.
Yeah. The quarterback position for 2022, if you've been selected to a Pro Bowl, is $23 million.
Okay.
That's fully guaranteed. It's
odd criteria.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a good young dude, if it's Josh Allen next year or Lamar, fine. I mean, that's worth it. But if it's David Garrard or Trubisky, not so much.
Right. At running back, it's $7.2 million.
Yeah, which is pretty nice. I'm a little shocked Aaron Jones didn't get that.
That's pretty nice. But again, this is just a 50-year option.
Oh, yeah, he was the first-round pick. I was thinking it was franchise tag.
So when we're talking about, you know, should the Steelers take a running back in the first round and that 50-year option? That's actually the only people with a lower 50-year option than running back, the only position is kicker and punter.
Yeah, right. So if you do draft Williams or Harris or whomever in the first
round. That 50-year option is not ridiculous.
Maybe it's a little
ridiculous.
Over 8 by then, 8.5 or something like that. And compared to the rest of the league and what people are making, if that guy's still in his prime, it's a pretty good financial move.
Yeah, you get the 50-year option pretty cheap. Now, for the Steelers, they have two safeties in that 2018 class because they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick. So Minkah Fitzpatrick has been to a Pro Bowl. He's actually been to two.
Mm-hmm.
So the 50-year option for Minkah Fitzpatrick actually comes in lower than what it was going to be because the cap went lower this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's now $9.052
million. Wow.
When I initially looked at this, and I did because it's supposed to be that top the guys who have been to one Pro Bowl is the average salary of the top. It's the franchise tag, essentially.
Yeah, it's basically for top five guys of your position.
So it's $9.052 million. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've gotten a nice deal on Minkah the first –
And didn't know this was going to be the case when they made the trade, and like you said, kind of lucked into it.
Here's the other part of the equation. For players who achieve the playtime criteria
that has to be Edmonds.
With no Pro Bowl, which has to be Edmonds because he's played every snap, the number, the 50-year option number, is $6.753 million.
Wow.
Which isn't bad.
Right, so you got $15, $16 million tied in a pair of really good in their prime safeties. That's easy decision.
Yeah. Now, for the quarterback that hasn't made a Pro Bowl, hasn't made a Pro Bowl in his first 4 years, but you're going to pick up his 50-year option. This is the Sam Darnold situation.
Yeah, okay. Is Baker in that conversation?
Baker would be in that conversation. Okay. To pick up that 50-year option, or if you trade for – this is why I don't think the Steelers can trade for Sam Darnold right now. Why wouldn't do it?
Because you don't you have that option to make the fifth-year deal, but
– if you trade for him, you're going to pick up his 50-year option.
Yeah, you're not renting him for 16.
You're not going to rent him for one – we're going to trade a third-round draft pick for Sam Darnold and let him go after a year.
Right. I mean,
that's
and
silly.
The agent's not going to negotiate a long-term deal when his stock's low.
So the 50-year option is $18.85
million. It's high, don't get me wrong.
But it's fully guaranteed.
It's fully guaranteed.
The moment you make the offer to him, it's fully guaranteed.
I hear you. But like I'm thinking about Baker more than Darnold.
But I'm saying
Bridgewater.
This is why the Steelers can't make that. You don't want to make that trade for Sam Darnold and guarantee him not only this year's salary, because once you pick up that option, not only are you fully guaranteeing next year's salary, you're guaranteeing this year's salary as well. You're not going to cut the guy and have to pay him next year.
Right. No, I don't think it makes sense now for Darnold. To your point, I agree with that. I think it makes sense for other teams.
Perhaps.
You know, I don't think that's the scariest number I ever heard.
It's not terrible, but it's also you're locking up because you also have to pay a salary this year, which is like $3 or $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you're locking up another
22 for 2 years.
For 2 years for Sam Darnold, and
right.
you don't know if he's any good.
I know. But like if I'm the Browns, I like hearing that. And I hope Baker doesn't go to a Pro Bowl. Because I'll take that starter.
But they're also talking about extending him.
Because
that's the part of this with the quarterback position. If your quarterback is your starting quarterback, as we saw with Patrick Mahomes, as we're going to see with Lamar Jackson, if he's your starting quarterback for the first 3 years of his career, you're probably talking. You want to lock him up. You want to extend.
Well, it's good
him.
For the building. It's good
because
for the room.
What I mean, you don't want is that Dak Prescott situation.
That's kind of where I wanted to go with this a little bit too. And there was a lot more housekeeping to talk about. But what happened with Dak is. His agent played that perfectly. I mean, it got to the point where the Cowboys didn't have any other choice.
The Cowboys fell into the Kirk Cousins situation with Washington.
Right, but with a better player.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, they hadn't drafted anybody. They really had no cards in their hand when it was said and done. And they're looking at it like, I've also heard that all Dak's rehab has been through the team, so they're on top of that. They must feel super comfortable with it. He's actually walking up to the podium as we speak, very smiley, as you can imagine. But here's one thing I wanted to bring up about Dak. If I'm Lamar Jackson's agent, which happens to be his mom, and he probably should hire someone else to do this.
Probably should do that.
Yeah. I'm starting there. Like, I personally, I would rather have Dak than Lamar. But if I'm both their agents, if I'm Lamar's agent, I'm going to say, well, I want to start with
Dak
contract.
My guy's been the MVP.
I take my team to the playoffs every year. You know, my guy's been the MVP. I mean, that's what it's going to cost the Ravens that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and the Steelers don't have to deal with these type of contracts probably for a couple of years, whether they draft someone, trade someone, whatever. It's not going to be one of these situations.
Yeah, it's not that situation.
Like that.
You know, I talked about that today. I did a podcast for DKPittsburghSports.com, and I talked about that. The Steelers have the 20 players now under contract for next year, okay. But they have $148 million in cap space.
Sure.
And people are saying, well, they've only got 20 players under contract. They can't sign. But they've got $148 million in cap space.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to draft seven or eight more.
So as we see here, your two safeties are only going to cost you 15 of that.
That's great. That's very good news.
Yeah. Right. So now you're up to 22 because you're going to extend. You're going to do that with both of those guys.
Right, right.
That's a no-brainer.
Both options, right.
That's a no-brainer.
Especially because it'd be different if they both were making the same like it used to be. You
right.
Know, like
if they were, if they were both making $9 million next year. Well, now you got a conversation.
Right, should we take Evan? At this stage, you get $16 million on two starting safeties. Boom, cool.
Because we just saw the safety from the Bills. Which one
was
it?
Is it Poyer? Or was
Poyer
it,
just signed a new deal.
I get them both confused.
I think it was Poyer. I think it was Poyer.
I think it was Poyer.
Yeah, I think it was Poyer that signed a new deal for like $9.5 million a year.
Mm-hmm. And he's a good
player, yeah.
Right, right. And he's a key component of their defense.
I'd rather have Minka.
I'd rather Minka for sure.
You know, and
I'm a Poyer between those two.
Yeah, and Edmonds is, you know. Again, I think we talked about this when the Steelers and Bills played. Okay, Minka's your best safety. The Bills guys are the next two, mm-hmm. and then Edmonds.
Yeah, yeah.
But Edmonds isn't that far off from those guys.
I mean, he starts for most teams without question. Yeah. He's ascending. He plays every snap of his career. You know, right. I mean, he has value. I mean, his contract in itself, would you say it was 6.9 or something like that?
6.7.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that's an average starter money for mm-hmm. in the, you know, six. If you get a starter in today's NFL on their second contract, like if I'm the Steelers and I'm Terrell Edmonds' agent, we're going to sit down and talk contract. Okay, if we get to that average, you know, around $6 million a year, between $6 and $7 million a year, okay.
If you're the Steelers,
yeah,
yeah.
And if I'm the agent,
right.
I'm like, yeah, we can do, because he's not going to get more than that on the open market.
Probably not. I mean, there's always a lot of safeties on the open market.
I mean, he doesn't take the ball away. That's the biggest issue with him. So, you know, but
we're happy with you. You're happy with us.
He does a lot of good things. He does enough good things that he would be worth that contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's actually kind of a Bills way of team building. They have a lot of $6 to $10 million guys.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you depth. You know, you don't give one guy a bazillion dollars. Now, I didn't realize that safety news, though. That's really good for the Steelers for next year.
Yeah. So, trying to think what the other news was we want to talk about.
Well, yeah, we have Dak. We have some releases.
Yeah, the releases are starting.
Franchise tags are out.
These are going to go on here. For example, the Bills released Quentin Jefferson mm-hmm. and John Brown today.
They're going to be falling left and right, folks.
This is a team that, you know, people, well, they're in way better cap shape than the Steelers. But they're still releasing starters.
They're still, it's quality players.
I mean,
what I've been told, I mean, this is kind of a side note, is I think the Bills, they want to add one. I just kind of, they added Diggs last year.
They've now fallen in love with, we got to add a star.
Right. I think they want it to be a pass rush type guy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Bud Dupree ends up there. I don't know. You know, but I think that's their plan, is setting up to add one more dominant guy that can get after the quarterback or impact guy.
Yeah. It's funny because it's the exact opposite of what they had been building to get to this point.
The house is built now. Now they're putting the,
and now they're kind of taking down some of the walls to put up some fancy new.
They're buying a hot
trinkets.
Tub now.
Yeah,
right. Right.
I don't know if that's the way to go. That's the Rams model.
That's questionable, right? I think they're there because they've built this thing so well, and they have spread it out over a lot of guys, and they built their offensive line basically in one offseason 2 years ago by signing like seven or eight guys.
He's just signed everybody
over $1 million each. Yeah. I mean, and Morse hit, and a couple of them hit.
They traded a couple of them.
Right, yeah. right. So it's interesting. Now these last 2 years, you go get Diggs, and you give up your first round pick. And are they going to do something similar in free agency. Who knows? It might put them over the top, but that's a dangerous game when you are built really smart and then you think, okay, now's the time to zag and get that one guy to throw me over the top.
Yeah,
which also brings me to the Steelers next year. Like, when they do have cap space, I don't think the Steelers are going to go sign Jadeveon Clowney for $20
million.
No. You know what I mean?
No, they're going to build
it out.
Yeah.
And right.
They're going to get a couple of
their
mid-level
own.
Free agents, and,
yep.
and they're going to re-sign their own guys. That's why I'm not concerned about that $148 million. It's not like they're going to go sign Dak Prescott.
But they can if something fell in their lap, but no.
They have the ability to do that, but
right.
there's no reason to do that and spend a quarter of your cap. Now, they're going to have to pay T.J. Watt.
Sure.
But that's not going to – $25 million
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's not going to break the bank or anything like that.
You still have $125 million or $120 million to
And depending on what happens with your quarterback situation, if that was this year, I'm just using this year because we know who they are, you keep Sutton right off the bat. I mean, like, you're not fighting him. You can keep whoever you want from that
right,
point.
Right, that's the thing.
Maybe
the thing,
you still
yeah.
choose to let Juju walk. Maybe you're not ready to pay Bud that money. But you can if you think they're worth it. Where now, this year, you really can't.
Right. Even if you think that guy's worth it, you can't afford him.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, that's not the case.
Right. But, like, Sutton might already be signed. You know, next year's version of Sutton
yeah.
or whoever emerges, you know.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I mean, they could do a bunch of that stuff. And we've talked, like, they could extend Steven Nelson, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
He's signed through the end of this year. You extend him, you lower his cap hit this year, and you lock up another player.
You go to 23 then,
yeah.
and you don't have a cornerback need as much.
Because you don't have to worry about the cap space down the road. You
mm-hmm.
can make that salary, mm-hmm. or you can structure that however you want, because...
As long as he doesn't drop off a cliff, it's worth it. As
yeah.
long as he's a serviceable starter or better, he's worth it. And he's not very old.
No. We're also, at some point later today, we're going to see, in the next 2 days, the compensatory picks finally come out.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And for people that don't understand that, there are going to be 32 of them awarded.
There is every year, right.
The compensatory picks that were awarded this year for GM and coach hirings don't count into that formula.
Mm-hmm.
They don't matter in that. And the most a team can get is 4.
Which is a haul.
Yeah.
And the highest one you
But
get
when
is
you
a
think
third.
About it, there's 32, only 32 of them awarded.
Mm-hmm.
On average, that's 2 per team. Or no, I'm sorry, 1 per team.
One per team, right,
yeah.
right, right.
So if you get 2 compensatory picks in a year, you've done well.
You've done well, absolutely.
I mean, you lost some guys to get there, but...
There's a reason you
yeah.
got them, you know.
Next year people, the Steelers should get, 4. Well, they could.
They could.
But it's also going
there's
to depend...
There's only 32 of them.
You know, that's why when free agency starts next week, when Bud Dupree signs, you want him to sign for as much money as he can get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, same with Juju Smith-Schuster. If Al Villanueva gets a big contract offer from some, a contract...
Al's a particularly good one.
You know, yeah.
Pay him like starting left tackle somebody, and that'll pay off. Little things, like people don't think about. Like, Jesse James signing with the Lions, they got more in return for him than what he would have given him as a player, probably.
Right, yeah.
And had to pay him, you know what I mean?
The Steelers are going to get... They're expected to get a 6th-round draft pick as a compensatory pick, a 4th for Javon Hargrave.
Mm-hmm.
And a 6th for Nick Vannett.
For Nick Vannett, right. Who they gave up a 5th for, basically, as a wash.
See, right. You rented them for a year, and you get
yeah.
You get a 6th-round draft pick back.
For Nick Vannett.
It's Nick Vannett.
Right. You'll take the 6 all day long.
So the other thing, and we've talked about this before, but when the free agency period starts, and it's until right before, I think the week before the draft
mm-hmm.
is when the compensatory line cuts off.
Okay.
So there that
yeah, there is a line.
That first
agency.
Wave of free agents, all those big signings, the guys who are actual free agents, not guys who have been released by other teams.
They don't count in the equation.
The guys who have been released don't count.
Don't
the guys who are actual free agents count in
contracts
your equation.
Contracts are coming up. They're
yeah.
about to hit free agency.
And then
now.
You balance those things out. So if your team signs a big-name guy and loses a big-name guy, you could get nothing.
You could get nothing. But if you sign someone monstrous and nobody leaves – you're definitely not getting anything.
Yeah, you're not getting anything.
Right. But this year, the Steelers are going to lose more than they gain, for sure. I mean, like,
yeah.
that's a 100%.
Like, I think
down.
That was part of the
and
reasoning the Patriots traded with the Raiders to get Trent Brown back
mm-hmm.
and then signed him to a one-year deal. For some reason, they get Trent Brown to agree to a one-year deal.
I'm not sure how that all went.
But so Trent Brown now gets to be a free agent again next year.
Mm-hmm.
the Patriots then, if he leaves, get to recoup another draft pick, another compensatory pick, presumably.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For Trent Brown,
at least in the equation,
who they've already gotten a compensatory pick for once.
They basically got a third for him because he signed a monster deal with the Raiders. A year later, you give up like a fifth to bring him back. Like they've won it. It's the most Patriot deal ever.
Yeah,
they've won
now.
This
if
deal
Belichick
like four
could
times.
Only draft.
Well, if you made the picks work, right,
yeah.
right.
If he was a good drafter, which he's not,
yeah, which he hasn't,
which
been,
is
right,
just
yeah.
completely one of the most underreported things in the
right.
the history of
the
NFL.
The
last 20 years. I don't know if there's a, I mean, there have been worse guys than Belichick.
Oh, sure.
But
they're
decided,
not employed anymore.
He's decidedly average.
He has.
When it comes to drafting.
How about this? I mean, I just saw a blurb on my phone like 5 minutes ago. N'Keal Harry's being shopped now.
Yeah,
he was their first-round pick a year ago. Yeah, he's cheap labor at the position they're terrible at.
Yeah, and you don't have anybody.
Yeah, you don't have anybody there, right? I mean, somebody they'll probably get a third-round, fourth-round pick for him.
Yeah, I don't know if they may give up a third, maybe
right.
a fifth.
Maybe a fifth. I mean, that's a terrible investment. But Brown's
and it's
the
not
opposite.
Like they need the cap space.
No, right, right. I mean, Brown's the opposite though. They've won on that transaction like three times, and he's going to be their starting right tackle this year. He's still good.
Yeah,
you know? It's crazy.
Well, Marcus Cannon's coming back too, so maybe.
Yeah, I don't know who kicks the guard.
Maybe they put
maybe they put
Brown at left.
Yeah,
because their draft pick there, the kid they drafted out of Georgia, hasn't worked out.
No, and someone's going to move into guard because they did find that kid with a bunch of vowels in his name. I forget his name. Who's was their starting tackle this year?
Yeah,
they did dig a diamond in the rough out, which they do, but. Odd. I mean, the whole comp thing's interesting. The other thing about the comp picks, just when they do become release people, I'm sure most of you know this, but they're at the very end of the round. If you get a third rounder, it's the very end of the round. And they are tradable now. Growing up, they weren't. A couple years ago, they weren't.
And that's what makes them more valuable. I mean,
heck yeah.
You know,
you want to have to make a pick there, you know?
Yeah, so again, if the Steelers get what's expected, that would be a fourth and a sixth.
That'd be great.
That would add to what they've got already on the books here. Mm-hmm. And again, if you've got... You know, the fourth and the sixth will be on the final day of the draft. Obviously, you're not getting a third. But that's a fourth round pick. That's valuable.
That's valuable. Yeah. I mean, that's an inside linebacker. That's a center that you like that you don't need to play right this night.
We've done a lot of mock drafts, obviously.
Sure.
And that area from the time they make their fourth round pick until the sixth round when they come back up because they don't have a fifth round pick. There's a lot of good guys going off the board there, and you're like, boy, I'd love to have a pick in this area.
Land. Yeah, you're
well,
right.
Now you do.
Now you do.
Yeah.
The way we have been doing it, it's almost like, okay, after that huge gap, you take a couple flyers at pick, you know, and you have no hopes for those dudes, and all the ones before that are really your draft. Well, now you kind of have a more of a flow, you know, where you're torn between two guys and one might fall to you or whatever. Or you trade up, you know, or trade back or trade future picks and – You know, this is massive speculation because there's only 32 of them. But a year from now, I think there's a chance they have 2/3.
Yeah, there's definitely potential for that. And they could wind up a 4.
Because
they're not going to sign anybody.
They're not going to
sign anybody
this year.
Yeah,
right. Maybe a center, but that's not going to kill them. I've heard some people speculate the Steelers could have 2/3, a 4th, and a 5th next year.
Which would be
that's massive,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Right. And in addition to your already picks they have, you know?
Yeah.
So. Good situation. And it's on the cap space.
Yeah. One other thing that has happened here, and we talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago, is they have restructured the contract of Derek Watt.
Yeah, that just happened today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Saved close to $1 million now.
Yeah, that cleared up about eight and change, mm-hmm. 800,000 and change, which is what we thought it would. And
so he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back, frees up some cash. I expect to see something similar happen. At some point with Stephon Tuitt, or maybe they just talk extension with mm-hmm. Stephon Tuitt, period. Just a straight extension with him.
Sure. When you need the money, like you've laid that out well. They could do that with Nelson. They could do that with Tuitt, Ebron, Boswell. I mean, Boswell to me is the easiest one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, chances
he's going to be on the team.
Falling off the
Although
cliff
we did, or... like, Dan Carpenter got cut, and there were a couple of kickers that got cut in the last few days that you look and go, boy, that's not a position you know, I get
usually
it.
You want to
save a little money there, but that's not a position to do it at.
No, not if you have a guy.
Yeah.
You know, we saw that one year where he was shaky, what a feeling that is. But for the most part, Steeler fans have been pretty spoiled with a consistent kicker.
Yeah, absolutely. But we are going – oh, the compensatory picks are out as
this.
We sit here. Late breaking news. I'll read you to see what – let's see what the Steelers got here. They got – a fourth-round compensatory pick, which is pick 141.
Great.
I think we've actually had pick 141 before. We traded for that one. And that is actually it.
Only a fourth.
They only got the fourth.
Again, it's some competition. I mean, everyone's playing this game to get comp picks, and a lot of people speculate, and it's a twisted card, you know, strange formula of how they actually come up with it. It's not just the dollars you sign for; it's also, you know, your snap count.
Well, again, you only give up 30. You only give 32 of them. Yeah.
So you pick up an extra fourth, though. That's nice.
Yeah. So they, I mean, they lost Sean Davis, then signed him back.
Yeah, that's kind of a Patriot move.
Yeah, lost B.J. Finney, lost Javon Hargrave, Tyler Matakevich, Nick Vinette. They signed Eric Ebron and Derek Watt.
Hmm. And in response, a year later,
you get a fourth-round pick.
Yeah. And next year when we have this conversation, it's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
But that's a nice pickup. That's good. I would have liked a four and a six, but, yeah, such is life.
Yeah.
Late six isn't worth that much.
No, but that fourth-round pick is certainly valuable. And the team that got the looking here.
You say who did well.
Dallas ended up with four.
I'm trying to think who they lost.
Well, Dallas lost.
Byron Jones.
They lost Randall Cobb, Malik Collins, Jeff Heath, Byron Jones, Robert Quinn, Siofolu Xavier, and Jason Witten.
Yeah. I mean, Byron Jones is a big one, but that's a lot.
How
many thirds were given out?
Atlanta got three, Green Bay got three, and then there were a bunch of teams that got two. Baltimore only got one this year.
That's too low for them.
The third round picks were New England, got the highest one at 96.
Okay.
The Chargers at 97, New Orleans at 98, Dallas at 99. I'm assuming that is for Byron Jones.
Yeah, I think that's for Jones, yeah.
Tennessee got one at the 100th pick in the draft. The Rams got 101. San Francisco got 102 and 103.
Wow. A lot of extra thirds in there.
Yeah, the Rams got 104. Baltimore got 105. And the Saints got 106.
Interesting. I bring this up a lot about the Rams, but people kill them for not having first-round picks, and they're a very odd team construction. They always pick up a couple comp picks.
Here's the thing.
They always make
Baltimore lost Michael Pierce and Seth Roberts and signed Derek Wolfe. Michael Pierce, he opted out last year. They got a third-round pick for a guy who didn't play last year.
Wow. That's a little strange.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's fishy. It's just a little strange. Because he didn't even sign that big a deal.
It wasn't a huge one, no.
No.
Wasn't bigger than the Hargrave deal.
No, not even close. And Hargrave played all year.
And he played. And play time is actually factored into that,
right.
That's weird.
That is odd.
Yeah.
And Wolf's not a joke. I mean, Wolf's somebody that they brought in is, you know, wow.
And the Patriots essentially got a third-round pick because Tom Brady signed with the Tampa Bay.
Fair enough.
Jeez. Anyways, we're going to take a break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You've been listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We want to thank Jacob Breck for keeping us on the air during the segment, and we want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.